RadioArchives.com presents The Phantom Detective Magazine from May 1940. The Phantom and the Uniformed Killers. The 87th Adventure of the Phantom Detective. Nemesis of Crime by Robert Wallace. Read by Milton Bagby. Desperate for a purpose in life, millionaire playboy Richard Curtis Van Lone dedicates himself to a one-man campaign to rid the nation of organized crime and big-time racketeers. Reborn from the ashes of war, Van Lone returns to find his home in the stranglehold of gangsters and murderers. Donning a domino mask and teaching himself deduction and the art of disguise, he takes on crime single-handedly as the mysterious Phantom Detective. His true identity known only by one person, Van Lone swings his way into mystery. A specially made platinum badge shaped like a domino mask, his business card. This master of disguise, deduction, and psychology delivers his own unique brand of law and order to the underworld as the Phantom Detective. And now, the Phantom Detective's pulse-pounding mystery adventure, The Phantom and the Uniformed Killers. Chapter 1. Escorts of Treachery. Border sunlight lay hot and glaring upon the downtown streets of El Paso. Flags of two nations festooned every lamppost on the International Bridge and along the parade route to the Great Plaza, which was bedecked in festive array for an event of international importance. The red, white, and blue of the United States spread companionably in the breeze with the screaming eagle of the Mexican Republic. For hours, San Antonio Street had been roped off, and sidewalks were lined with a jostling, happy crowd, colorful Mexican costumes mingling with the more sober garb of the Americans, as Mexicans and Americans alike bulged the ropes and strained their eyes toward the Santa Fe Bridge, from whence a Mexican dignitary of high office would enter the United States on a peace mission. An impressive, welcoming array awaited the arrival of the guest of honor at the American end of the bridge connecting El Paso with Juarez across the Rio Grande. El Paso's chief of police sat on a prancing horse as honorary drum major of the military band from Fort Bliss, which was drawn up in close formation behind him. And behind the khaki-clad band with their gleaming instruments awaited a guard of honor composed of uniformed policemen who stood ready to escort the Mexican dignitary when he crossed the river to American soil. Nothing had been left undone to make an impressive demonstration. Today was to mark the solid cementing of American-Mexican friendship and mutual respect. Every American citizen of the border city rallied to a civic and national duty to convince their sister republic that a new era of neighborly goodwill was actually beginning. The southern bank of the winding river was lined with a horde of gaping peons who had come to be impressed by this hands-across-the-border gesture. Normally suspicious of the gringos, today their brown faces glowed with happiness and pride as they viewed the elaborate preparations made to receive an emissary of their government. An atmosphere of tense expectancy pervaded the milling, waiting throngs. A blare of trumpets shrilled through the hot afternoon air. The ropes bulged, necks craned, and a ripple of excited comment went down the line of watchers as a slow procession moved up historic Juarez Avenue toward the Mexican side of the bridge. ¡Viva los Estados Unidos! A heavy Mexican voice shouted. ¡Hurrah for Mexico! Somebody responded from the American side. ¡To hell with Mexico! Was roared back at them like a resounding echo hurled through a megaphone. An instant of thick silence followed. Then the crowd hummed and muttered and laughed, eyes strained toward the direction from which the deep-voiced roar had come. At the center of the bridge, on the exact line separating the two countries, an official welcoming committee, led by the top-hatted mayor of El Paso, stepped to the side of an open limousine and formally greeted...